Don't matter kind of loving you're into, or how big your apartment might be. All you need's an air conditioner, and you're the man for me.
It would have been tough. It would have been very uncomfortable living on the desert floor this past week without air conditioning. I found this past week to be really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a couple times just doing chores outside. You know, you just, I'll get this done. All of a sudden, you're like, whoa, I'm lightheaded.
Just Friday, I had to have 3 shirts in my truck.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Jeff Carmichael from Rhea, so we're talking about not outdoor air comfort, but indoor air comfort and quality. I promise we'd get right to the phones. Let's get to the phones. Let's bring Alicia into the conversation, and then we'll bring in Mike, and then we'll bring in Charles. Alicia, good morning. Calling from Mesa.
Alicia, good morning. Good
yes.
morning, Rosie.
Yes.
Okay, my issue, it's a brand new house, and I set my thermostat at 76 degrees. And starting last Monday, when the temperature reached 115 degrees, the house will only cool down to 79 degrees. In the morning, it's fine. It's not an issue. It does reach 76 degrees as the thermostat is set at. But later in the afternoon, for continuously 3 different days, it did the same thing. Later in the afternoon, the temperature climbed to 79 degrees. And never dropped below that. So I called the installers, and they told me that the AC unit's fine, the Freon pressures are okay, the thermostat readings are correct. And they told me that there's nothing you can do because being an energy efficiency home, the AC unit was designed for 30-degree differential. And he explained to me that if the temperature outside is 110 degrees, the indoor temperature will only drop down to 80 degrees. And there was nothing else he can do and contact the builder.
All right.
And I told the builder that I'm not going to buy that story because
okay.
I've been in Phoenix for 27 years. And I've had the issue with the AC where if I set a 72, it was able to drop to 72.
All right.
That's the reason why I'm calling you, because I want an argument.
Okay, Alicia, you're not going to like what we have to say. I know you want us to say you ought to be able to take the house any temperature you want. Obviously, the house is having a problem. Jeff, you want to weigh in here? The final voice on this will be the Registrar of Contractors.
Yeah, you're with the new home that you're in. And again, I apologize because I am going to be the bearer of bad news. But we design systems for that 30 degrees. So they're 100% accurate in what they're telling you. And that's an expectation that the ROC has for us as air conditioning contractors based off making homes, building them more efficient now with the building science and the knowledge that we have. We go by that 30-degree benchmark because on days when it's 115, 117, like we saw this week, we get a few of those, you know, out of the summer here in Arizona. But when you're looking at the average span of the summer, you know, when we're at the 105 mark, you should have no problem getting the house to that 76 degrees or wherever you like. But when you exceed that 110, that beats the laws of air conditioning. So on your old previous home that you were mentioning, and some homes will get to 70 degrees on, you know, when it's 117 degrees outside. But typically that means that either the air conditioning unit's oversized, even the old refrigerant provided a much cooler air. So the new refrigerant we use, and we're all after efficiency. Efficiency and comfort are two different items. So you can only have one or the other. In the grand scheme of things. But unfortunately, there's not a whole lot more to expect out of an air conditioning unit.
And when you say the refrigerant we used to use was cooler.
Correct.
It wasn't really an industry decision to switch. It was more like
it was the EPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Now, Alicia, One thing you might try is measure your indoor humidity, because one of the reasons that we've been so uncomfortable the last couple weeks is we've had days where the humidity were over 65 and 70%. Your indoor humidity on those days are going to be somewhere around 40, 45%. Test your indoor air humidity. 79 feels a lot different at 15% humidity than it does at 45% humidity. I had someone just this week call me and say, well, Rosie, would a dehumidifier make sense? I will tell you, there isn't any reason not to plug one in and just make sure you've got good, clear drainage someplace. And you'll be surprised the amount of water it's going to take out of the air in your home. And if we can drop that humidity under 20%, you are going to be a lot more comfortable. And I will say, I will take the side of the homeowners here. I think the registrar needs to readdress that. With today's energy efficiency and equipment, we ought to be able to set 40 degrees as as the new split.
No comment.
We should be able to set that at a 40 split. All right. With that, Alessio, we appreciate it. Try a dehumidifier. I'm sorry to say, the way everything's set up in Arizona, that 30-degree split is the standard, and you're not going to be able to get anybody to do much for you. I hate to be the one to tell you that.